The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
Noreen Curtis was on to say, by email, listening to your guest yesterday morning speak about buying the Beano comic when he was a young boy amused me, as I used to buy the Beano and the Dandy for my boys many years ago. And to my surprise and delight, I discovered at my local centre a couple of weeks ago a copy of the Beano. I wasn't aware it was still being published. As I have 2 8-year-old grandsons, I bought 2 copies and I posted them off, one to the UK and one to Dublin. And they were delighted with the comics and really enjoyed them. So now they're a regular purchase for me. I always enjoy you enjoying the programme. And thank you for that, Noreen, and your kind words. That's a great idea. If you wanted to prompt a little nostalgia hit for your sons, if you're a mum of a certain vintage or dad, pick up a copy of the Beano and Dandy, send it to them in the post. What a night! Wouldn't that be a beautiful thing to see coming through? I would love that. So that's the consideration, and not shouldn't be too expensive. Valerie, good morning to you.
Hello, Ryan. How are you?
And what part of the world are you in?
I'm in Clanmel in County Tipperary.
And why wouldn't you be?
Yeah, beautiful county.
Beautiful place.
Countryside.
Yeah, we've been there. I remember driving through it thinking, oh, this is where you want to own land. Oh.
It's very green.
This
it's
is
beautiful.
Pretty, pretty, yeah. Pretty, pretty. And great for cider and horses.
Yes, both.
Anything. Or cider in horses. So you have these horses
cider
all over
horses.
The shop. Yeah, yeah. Kind of weird Cheltenham.
Clanmel being the home of cider.
Indeed.
With Bulmers.
Talk to me about, you heard our chat with Owen, the lovely Owen O'Sullivan yesterday.
I did, yesterday.
Mm-hmm. What were you thinking?
Number one, he was wonderful. He was brilliant. But then it made me think about my grandchildren and being separated from them or whatever. Mm. But I have had set up a tradition, or actually it was my husband started it.
Yeah.
We buy the Beano for my grandson. He was 10 there on the 1st of June. And he'd been getting it regularly for the last maybe 12 months or whatever. So we decided during lockdown it was my COVID project to get it every week for him.
Isn't that great? You had a COVID project, something to do, purpose in your life, get the Beano.
Yeah, get the Beano. So we started out in the local supermarket and it was there the first few weeks and then it disappeared.
Yeah, I'd say everyone was looking for something.
It disappeared and then I knew I had seen it in one of the other supermarkets. So I was only shopping once a week, but I broke my shopping once a week to get it. And I've continued to manage to get it every week. And then we post it to them in Carrigaline.
So from Clonmel to Carrigaline.
Carrigaline. It's not so far, Ryan, but I mean, we haven't seen them since February. So in real life. So it was a great connection.
But it is very far because, you know, it's in the heart. It's far. And, and you know this. And, and what's your grandson's name?
He's Oliver.
Oliver. That's a great name. And Oliver is 10 now.
Oliver was 10. We had a little Zoom party for him on the 1st of June for his birthday.
But are your Zooming days behind you now as of Monday?
I hope to travel to Carrigaline early on Monday morning.
You're not wasting your time, are you?
No, they don't know I'm coming and I haven't told my son, but he maybe he'll know now.
Well, maybe he listens to 2FM or something and, you know, maybe... The problem with Ireland is that somebody will know somebody who knows somebody who will text him and say, I just heard.
Yeah.
Okay, damn. Okay. Well, look, that was the surprise. It was well intended, but that's probably behind you now too, like you're Zooming me. So what are you going to do? You're going to get in the car on Monday morning. What time?
Possibly 9 o'clock.
Will you bring snacks with you or stop on the way or what are you going to do for?
It's an hour, Ryan. There'll be no need for that.
No, it's not
an
need
hour
for
snacks. 5 minutes.
What are you going to do when you get to the front door?
There will be a hug. I believe Luke O'Neill said it was all right.
Luke O'Neill said it was all right. He did. That you could have
a small hug.
It'll be an enormous hug for a small time.
Well, I know they have had a very strict lockdown and we've had a very strict lockdown. So I think we're safe enough.
And do you think everyone's had a very strict lockdown?
No.
What do you mean?
Not really. Well, there's a lot of people out and about and I don't think social distancing is being adhered to, but I think it's personal responsibility at this stage.
And are you happy with the lifting of the restrictions as they're happening?
I'm happy enough, but everybody is personally responsible now for their own space, I think.
It's every man and woman for himself now. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Protect your own space.
But before then, it was more of a collective thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you have to have your own certain responsibilities, so...
Except that if enough people choose their personal responsibility to ignore the rules, they're going to damage the people who are being good.
I suppose so, but sure, you can't police everybody else. So
do you know what,
you have to accept it, don't you?
You do, Valerie, and it's in the lap of the gods now. In some ways, So let's see how it goes. But more happily, and importantly for you, it's you, Oliver, the Beano. Big hugs. Monday morning, at last, the great reconciliation and reunion.
And lots of sweets and little presents. And I must also say there's Edie and Concon in the household as well.
Don't forget Edie and Concon. I mean, oh my goodness. Valerie, thank God you got them in.
Heading on five. She'll be five in August, and Con will be three in September. So. Okay.
10, 5, and 3. That's a great selection of ages.
It was a very busy household for the lockdown.
I can well imagine. A lot of nerves gone in the making of that production. Valerie, it's been lovely talking to you. Safe travels on Monday, and I hope it turns
out.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah, I can sense the relief and happiness in your voice at this reunion. It sounds gorgeous. So good luck with it.
I'll send you a picture.
I'd love that. Would you please?
I will, of course.
Thanks, Valerie. Okay.
Thanks so much for the call. Thank you so much.
Not at all. And have a lovely weekend. Thanks, Valerie. Okay. Take care for now. Bye for now. 51551.